He looked around and you know, he said, well, I'll see what else we got. And while he's searching around, I should give you a little insight into something. In my life, there are a few things that I experienced as being totally painful. One was growing up as a kid, there's one activity I could not stand. It was never a level 10 experience. It wasn't a level 7 experience. It wasn't a 5. It wasn't a 0. It was like a minus 8, and I got to do it daily. It's washing the dishes. I remember growing up swearing that someday I'm not going to do this. Because you know what? It took up all my time and my energy, and it's like I didn't even want us to have certain meals because they were harder to clean. I hated it. I absolutely hated it. I said, someday I'm going to become so successful that I will never have to do dishes, and neither will anyone in my family. That was before dishwashers really came about, I guess. But the bottom line is, the man comes back and says, you can't do this furniture moving, huh? Well, there's only one other job. Take a wild guess what he gave me? Dishwashing for 4 hours a day. I was like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? And I couldn't come up with any excuse not to wash dishes. Now, it wasn't just dishwashing. It was washing for this whole darn ashram. I go out there and they show me this line. I show my little ticket, you know, what my seva is. I'm thinking the whole time, I'm saving them a lot of money here. All right, what are we going to do? And so sure enough, I come around the corner and I say, this is what you're going to do. You're going to wash here. I said, in here? I had to take off my shoes and step into this area where all the dishwater was dripping down. They had all this yogurt and dairy products and stuff that I can't stand anyway that was mixed into the floor. And I got to stand in this and wash these filthy, stinky dishes. Hundreds and hundreds of them for hours. I was so mad. I couldn't see straight. I'm sitting here scrubbing the dish. And I was like taking 20 minutes each dish, just cursing in my head and thinking, what am I doing here? I'm like, come all this way to India. I'm stuck here. I keep these low ceilings keep smacking me in the head and there's lizards and it's dirty and it's ugly and I'm washing dishes. I was just about to have it. And I went on and on like this for a good hour, maybe hour and a half before finally my brain like just got tired of feeling so rotten. So I thought, well, if I'm here, and I'm stuck doing this thing, and I've been doing this for hours. I can't do this for 2 more weeks like this. I got to find some way to enjoy myself. So I thought, well, what do I love in life? I love being the best at whatever I do. So I didn't say to myself, okay, Tony, use a quality quantifier. Ask yourself, on a scale from minus 10 to plus 10, where are you committed to being? Oh, I'm committed to being at plus 10. Okay, what conditions might you create within yourself and the environment in order to have this be a plus 10 experience and then do it now? And I didn't do all that. I just was in desperate need. So I just went, what do I do to enjoy myself? Right? So I said, all right, what I'm going to do here is real simple. I'm going to enjoy myself by being the best darn dishwasher you ever did see. So all of a sudden I started speeding up and washing really great, really great. And the guys next to me were going slow. I said, come on, guys, come on, let's do this. We got to make this the best dishwashing experience ever. And I went on and on and on for hours. And I started laughing and teasing and speeding the group up and having fun and being playful. I even stepped down on the yogurt real hard and watched it squish all over the place. I mean, I found ways to enjoy things that I was disgusted with just because I decided to. That was it. I decided to. That is power. I didn't know what I was doing, but it worked. By about the third or fourth day, I was like, I'd wake up in the morning, look forward to it. Oh boy, get to wash dishes today. And I got to tell you something. So many times in life, I hear people tell me, well, gosh, if only this and this and this would happen, then I could enjoy my life. Or if I could just do this with my kids, then I'd be happy. Or if I didn't have to do this at work, then I'd really enjoy work. Let me let you in on a clue. In life, lots of things you don't just naturally enjoy, but you could if you decided to and committed to, and you found a way to find value. If you were committed to finding value, if you're committed to find joy, you can find it in anything. I learned that the hard way that turned out to be the easy way because I took that lesson and I applied it to my businesses when I came back home. I applied it to my ability to learn, and I began to use this belief system to guide some of my decisions in the future. But you know what? It's just like asking the right question once in a while or using the words that intensify your positive feelings once in a while. Once we have a label for something, once we have an awareness of the impact of some of the things that we do, we can do them again and again and again and again. And that's why I've given this a term called quality quantifier. Want to increase the quality of your life? Good. Decide what level of quality you're committed to. 2, decide what's it going to take? What must you do in your beliefs, in your emotions, in your focus, in what you notice, in the environment? What must you create so that you absolutely experience that and make sure that the criteria you come up with are things you can control? By the way, could this work in areas that maybe you don't think of as real positive? You bet. On my way here into the studio, the sister of my producer stopped me outside by the car, and she said, do you know what's going on? And I said, no. And she said, well, my father is probably on his last leg tonight. He's really ill, and he's in the hospital, and I think he's going to die tonight.